Good evening. My name is Eric. I'll be your server. But before I get started, though, I have to ask. Got a pretty big group here. Looks like you're having a party. Maybe celebrating something special. Oh, it's a birthday? Well, in that case... Happy effing birthday, happy effing birthday, happy effing birthday to you. Happy effing birthday, happy effing birthday, happy effing birthday to you. You've been here 5 long years, all the laughter, all the tears, all the better rhymes I couldn't find. Slinging flicks, motion picks, lots and lots of wicked kicks, you'll forever be on all our F-head minds. Happy effing birthday, happy effing birthday, happy effing birthday to you. Happy effing birthday, happy effing birthday, happy effing birthday to you. Patrick, Doug, NJB, Adam, Holland, comma, Heath, Mike, and Alex, Mark, and Erica. Adam T, the nerdy kid, Melissa, and the horror chick, Dracu, Doug, the quibbler, and sometimes me. Happy effing birthday, happy effing birthday, happy effing birthday to you. Happy effing birthday, happy effing birthday, happy effing birthday to you. And I hope that if this movie's birthday will be really, really fine. Ooh. So can I start anyone off with anything to drink tonight? No? Water? 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 Water?
No? Water? Hey everybody, welcome again to F This Movie. My name is Patrick Bromley, and what a special show we have for you today. As of today, the day that this podcast drops, May 14th, 2015, F This Movie is turning 5 years old. Our first podcast post, whatever you want to call it, our episode on Avatar, first posted 5 years ago today, May 14th, 2010. So I just want to say happy birthday to us, F This Movie. And so today's episode is going to be celebrating that. Before you get nervous and think, oh no, is he really just going to be talking by himself this whole show? I promise I'm not. I am alone in the studio right now, but we do have some surprises, some greetings from other members of F This Movie, for some special guests, and so I'll try to mix it up so you don't just have to listen to me the whole time. If this is your first time listening to the podcast, welcome, and wish us happy birthday, please. Buy us gifts. You can check my Amazon wish list. Just kidding. We are at fthismovie.net. There's one change from 5 years ago. When we started, we were a .blogspot, and now we're a .net. We can't get a .com. We're fthismovie.net. Check us out, please. Email us at fthismoviepodcast@gmail.com. You can follow us on Twitter. We are at fthismovie. Like our page on Facebook if you haven't already. Follow us on Instagram. That's something that we're trying to do a little bit more of. You can listen to us in the iTunes store, on Stitcher. There's a lot of different ways to find our show. And to those of you who have been listening for 5 years, 1 year, 3 weeks, whatever, thank you very, very, very much for being with us. Those of you who have taken the time to say something nice about us online or giving us a positive review in the iTunes store, we really appreciate it more than I could probably ever say. It would be disingenuous to suggest that 5 years ago when we first started F This Movie, that I knew that we would still be here 5 years later. And that's not because I didn't think we would be or that I thought we would be at all. The truth is, I had no idea what was going to happen with this. It wasn't anything that had any kind of long-term plan. It was kind of an experiment in the early days, and I'll get to talking more about that in just a little bit. But I can still remember, I think it was around the time we posted maybe our Anchorman episode, which was one of the early shows. And there's a way to check like how many subscribers you have. And I remember seeing that like we had 7 subscribers. And I thought, well, that's crazy. How did 7 people find this? Because we weren't promoting it. We weren't really talking about it because I wanted it to be a thing. before we really started trying to get people to listen to it. So it was just something we were kind of putting out there into the ether while we practiced and hopefully got better. And I don't know. I think if you go back and listen to those early episodes, I think there are things about them that are rough. We were still trying to figure out the format. Even our sound might be a little more crude, particularly on some episodes. I was, for some reason, giving way too much plot summary. I remember on that Avatar episode, I think I tried to summarize the plot of Avatar, which is a worthless endeavor and a waste of time, because if anybody's listening to a podcast on Avatar, chances are they've seen it. So I don't do that anymore. We don't bother with plot summary. But in a lot of ways, I feel like the show has always been the show. And a lot of that has to do with the fact that it's just me and my closest friends talking about movies. And I think whether or not microphones were on, these are the conversations that we would be having. And that's part of what led to wanting to even do this podcast in the first place. But I'm getting a little bit ahead of myself. So we had 7 subscribers and I was all excited. And I was very fortunate because Michael Staley, who is a friend and runs DVD Verdict at dvdverdict.com, which is a site I've been writing for since 2004, which is a crazy long time. And that was really my first time writing about movies on the internet. So if you like my stuff, if you like F This Movie, you have DVD Verdict to thank. If you are not a fan, you can email your letters of complaint to Michael Staley at DVD Verdict. But they were kind of, they had a few podcasts at the time and they were looking to branch out and kind of build a podcast network. And so he had seen, maybe I shared something on Facebook at that point, or I don't remember, but he kind of became aware that, oh, we were doing this little show, and reached out to me and said, hey, do you want us to start running your show in addition to, you know, you guys posting it on your site? DVD Verdict can pick it up too, and we'll run it once a week. And I said, sure, yeah, great, you know. And it was that exposure that I really think made a huge difference for us in the early goings. Because I think a lot of people that found the show in that first year or two found us through DVD Verdict. I don't know how else they would have, and DVD Verdict has a pretty substantial audience, and so it makes sense that people found us there, because otherwise you wouldn't even know where to look for us. You know, I think that's gotten better in the 5 years that we've been around, but so we really owe a debt of gratitude to Michael Staley and to DVD Verdict for getting us going. There's some stuff I want to talk about. I'm going to talk a little bit about the origins of the show. I'll talk maybe about some of my favorite episodes. We had asked on Twitter for some of you to email us if you had favorite moments, and some of you did, so I'll read some of those. But I think now is as good a time as any to hear our first birthday greeting.
Hey, everybody. This is Mike. Wanted to wish F This Movie a happy 5th birthday. Before I do that, because Patrick isn't here to stop me, I wanted to take this opportunity to set some things straight. Over the years, Patrick has been spreading lies about me, and I want it on record that I do, in fact, like Mission Impossible Ghost Protocol. Green Day is not my favorite band. Timothy Dalton and his Bond movies are fine. I don't hate them, they're fine. Despite what I may have said under duress, I believe we were recording a commentary, Friday the 13th Part 7 is not my favorite Friday the 13th movie. I'm sure there's plenty more lies he spread about me, but I will clear those up when I give the 10th anniversary message. So with that said, thank you to everybody. You guys are what make F This Movie so much fun to be a part of. It's so nice to go on the internet and not feel horrible after reading comment sections or interacting on Twitter. Everyone is so nice and so warm and so welcoming. It's awesome. And I appreciate it, especially considering Patrick makes me feel terrible about myself, I'll be honest. So it's nice to have someone to lift me up. So thank you to F This Movie, and I guess thank you to Patrick and everyone else involved. I love you guys. Happy birthday.
Thank you, Mike. Very interesting that you failed to mention your hatred of Super 8, so I will assume that that is completely true. Interesting fact, Mike was actually the first guest on F This Movie. While Doug was the co-host of the Avatar show, which was our first show ever posted. The first show that we ever recorded was the Young Guns episode, which was me and Mike. And that, again, was recorded as kind of a test. Like, hey, let's see if we can do this. And we randomly picked, it was like a day of thing. Like, hey, let's record a podcast tonight. What movie do you want to do it on? Mike said, well, I watched Young Guns recently. I said, yeah, great. Not realizing that that would go down as being our first ever episode. Not the first one released, though. We felt like maybe the first one released should be for the biggest movie ever made and not Young Guns, the second biggest movie ever made. That seems like a good time to talk a little bit about how the podcast got started. Douglas and myself and a friend of ours named Jason were recording a podcast just for fun. It was something called The Inside Joke. And it was just something we did in our spare time because Jason said, hey, we should try this podcasting thing out. So I taught myself how to do it. And we would get together once a week or every other week and just record kind of a show. We talked about whatever. It was more like kind of a morning radio talk show than it was a specific focused kind of a thing. And it was real dirty and it was real funny. And I didn't know anything about it at the time, so I would edit it together and I would use a lot of copyrighted music underneath. You know, when we were talking about something, I would use a song that I thought was appropriate as kind of background score for what we were talking about, and not realizing that, you know, you couldn't actually do anything with that because you're using somebody else's music. So we did, I think, roughly 20 of those. And that was really what taught me how to do this, how to record it and how to upload it. And then it just kind of fell by the wayside. Schedules weren't working out. It was getting harder and harder to get together. And it was just something that we ended up kind of not doing anymore. And after a few months of not doing it, I missed it. And I had really had fun doing it. And I listened to a lot of podcasts, including some movie podcasts. And I just felt like, well, we could probably do that because these are the conversations that we're having anyway. And I didn't feel like myself and my friends were represented by a lot of the podcasts that I did listen to because people weren't necessarily talking about movies in the way that we did or that I wanted to hear. And so I just decided, okay, I came up with this gimmick, which is, you know, it's F this movie. And so it's either going to be like, oh, F, I love this movie, or oh, F, this movie sucks. And that kind of, it all happened in like a day. The idea came to me and I said, oh, let's do this thing. And so I started putting people together and recording it. And like I said, just kind of building it from there. And one of the things that I'm so proud of with the show, and I'm proud of a lot of things. Like, I'm not somebody, when it comes to F This Movie, I'm not somebody who takes credit for a lot of things, who is comfortable in the spotlight, really, which is weird because I host a podcast every week. But I'm not somebody who will toot my own horn, so to speak. But when it comes to this site, I am very proud of it. It's something that I've really worked hard on for the last 5 years. Doug right now is giggling because I said hard on. It is something that I've really worked at for the last 5 years and really tried to grow and improve and to always make sure that we're posting a new episode. I think in 5 years, I want to say we've missed missed 2 weeks. And that's with, you know, many babies born. Our Avengers Age of Ultron show, and I might have the count wrong, I believe was our 270th episode. So this is number 271 in 5 years. So even though we missed 2 weeks, I don't know how all the math shakes out. There would be weeks, especially during Scary Movie Month, where we were posting 3 episodes a week. But I'm very proud of the fact that all of the people on the show are just my friends. These are my closest friends. The people that matter to me are the people that come on this show. And it just so happens that I'm very close with people who are big movie fans and can talk about movies. And even some of the newer people who have come on since we began, Adam Riske, Heath Holland, were people that found the site, were commenting, were saying things that were just so smart and articulate and had interesting opinions, especially Adam Riske, because he's a weirdo. Not that Heath's opinions aren't interesting, but Adam Riske's opinions are from another planet. And So I reached out to them. We were looking to expand and just said, hey, you know, would you be interested? And of course they said, yeah, of course. And since then have become real friends to me. And so it means a lot to me that this is an endeavor that I get to do, not just with colleagues, but with my closest friends. My wife, Erica, is a part of it. She's been on the podcast. She's written for the site more than anything. She's just insanely supportive and understanding of how much time and effort I devote to this thing. And now here we are 5 years later, and I feel like I've made a whole bunch more new friends that I didn't have before we started this. People that consistently post in the comments, that engage with me or with the site on Twitter or on Facebook or whatever, just over email. I mean, I've met so many people that I love talking about movies with through this site. And that means the world to me. I'm always somebody who, you know, had a couple of close friends, but never a lot of friends. And yet through F This Movie, I feel like I have made so many genuine new friends, regular commenters and people that I've corresponded with over Twitter and email. I mean, somebody like Josh Perlman, I feel like if he were to come to Chicago tomorrow, we could hang out and it would be as though we were friends for years. So thank you to all of my new friends that I've made through F This Movie. That's all you guys.
Happy 5th birthday, F This Movie. This is Mark Ahn. I've been proud to be a part of this film community since the beginning and hoping for a lot more years where we can talk about movies that we love and that we hate and we kind of feel ambivalent about. Happy 5th birthday.
Hey, F This Movie, it's Arnold from California. A long-time listener, but this is the first time leaving a voicemail. I just want to say congratulations, you did it! I did it, it's fantastic! It's so exciting! I tell you, I've been listening for a long time. I've been a big fan of the podcast for a long time. Favorite episode, probably the one for the Majestic. You've got the Jim Carrey, and you've got the theater, and all of these things. You did a great discussion about it. I tell you, if this movie, not very religious, man. But tonight, I will tell you, I will get down on my knees and I will say a prayer to the heavens. And I will say, here's what I will say. Kram, I have never prayed to you before. But I pray that you would grant F This Movie 5 more years. And if you cannot do this, then to hell with you. That's what I'm going to say for you, F This Movie. But listen, I am going to go. But thanks for all of the podcast. Yeah, it's excellent. It's fantastic. It's great. It's great. All right. I'll talk to you later after this movie. Bye.
So here's the thing. When we started out, I thought F This Movie was a great name because it was irreverent, because it let you know that we weren't taking ourselves really seriously and that we were probably going to be using curse words for those of you with delicate sensibilities. And I know that back then, my wife, Erica, who is very wise, said, are you sure you want to do that? Because, you know, maybe people will think you're just being negative, or maybe it will be hard to promote yourselves because you've implied the word fuck in the name of your site. And I thought, well, that'll be a good problem to have, right? Because that means we're in a position to promote. It means people are paying attention. Because at that time, again, not knowing what was going to happen with the site, I just figured, well, it's really just for us anyway, so shouldn't it be something that makes us laugh? Well, Erica was right, and here we are 5 years later, and the name of the site has created some roadblocks for us. You know, there are people who think that we are just talking about movies. Just the other day, I was having a conversation with someone, and I told her the name of the site, and she said, oh, so you guys just talk about, you know, movies that you hate or that suck. And I said, no, actually, we talk about all kinds of movies, but it does sound like we're just being negative. And so a few years ago, maybe a year ago, Doug and I added that movie love for movie lovers tag, hoping that people would understand that this is a site that talks about all kinds of movies. We're not just making fun of things. But I have had concern expressed to me by some outside parties before about, like, hey, you know, this may limit your opportunities to talk to press or to be quoted in places. And they're legitimate concerns, you know. I'm hesitant to make any substantial changes. First of all, I wouldn't even know how. but also because I feel like this is our thing, right? This is our community, and we are F This Movie, and I'm reluctant to change that. And then last week, Badass Digest changed their name to Birth Movies Death. And Devin Faraci, who writes at Badass Digest, who I've talked about a lot on this podcast because I do like reading his writing, had said, yeah, it was becoming a problem. But partly because, you know, we didn't become the site that we thought we were going to become. We pretty much still just talk about movies. And also because it was becoming a problem. There were outlets that wouldn't quote us because they didn't want to put the word ass. And that's legitimate, and they changed it. And so for the first time ever, I thought about, gosh, should we be changing the name F This Movie? And it makes me sad to even think about it, and I don't really want to. But it is something that in the last week I've thought about for really the first time ever. And I have been accused of becoming a sellout in the 5 years that we've been on the internet, which I hope isn't true. I've tried to remain the same, but I know I've had some new opportunities. I've talked to some filmmakers, always on the podcast. I'm not a name dropper. I try not to brag about any of the opportunities. If screeners are discussed or something, it's usually like Doug or JB trying to make me feel, mostly just trying to embarrass me more than anything, I think. But I appreciate the opportunities that have come my way, and they've come about, I think, through hard work and through trying to make this site legitimate and a real thing. And I don't ever want to sell out. I put this out there just to hear some of your feedback. I mean, obviously, I think I know the answer. I think most of you will say, no, don't ever change your name. That's one of the things that we like, which I love. And again, that's part of the reason why I'm so in love with our community. So I suspect I know what most of you will say, but I was just looking for some feedback on that, because when Badass Digest folded, I mean, they didn't fold, but they caved. No, what I'm saying is they rolled over, and no, that's not what I'm saying. When they changed their name, it was really the first time that I was like, oh gosh, well, should we? And I don't want to, but it was something that I thought about. And, you know, we had 5 years of F This Movie. I thought, well, maybe the next five will be known as something else. But anyway, let me know in the comments. And I'm sure, like I said, I know what most of you will say, but I always appreciate your input, whether I've asked for it or not.
Hey, everybody. This is Adam Risky from F This Movie. Just wanting to wish F This Movie a happy five-year birthday. And sitting here at Wrigley Field, my friend Nathan, who also listens to F This Movie. So say hi, Nathan.
Hello. Happy birthday, F This Movie.
It's the national anthem, so we got to go. But happy birthday. Love you, F This Movie. You're the best.
At This Movie, this is Sir Timothy Dalton wanting to wish you a very happy 5th anniversary. I received a text message from Mike Pomero reminding me, not that I needed reminding, but reminding me that it was a 5th anniversary. And if I could just say, I'm not a fan of text messaging. It's too impersonal. If I ask you how your day went and you wrote back, fine, I don't know if that means you meant to say, like, oh, fine, my day was fine, it was good. Or if you meant, like, fine. And it just, I want to be able to help. And I feel like I wouldn't be able to because I don't know what you're trying to tell me. So what I'm saying is, in the future, should you have my number, and if you don't have it, I'll be happy to give anybody my number. Please, don't text. Give me a call. I'd love to hear your voice. Anyway, everyone knows that for a 5th anniversary, the traditional gift is wood. So I have personally made every member of This Movie a canoe. I will be delivering the canoes in person, because again, that's more personal, unlike text messaging. I want to be able to see the looks on your face. So I will be canoeing over to the nearest body of water to your home. Shortly. I do have things on my schedule. I when I make a commitment, I stick to it. So I'll have to work around the schedule. But I will be in touch. I won't just show up to your house. That would be rude. So I will be in touch. I will let you know when I am coming. But happy 5th anniversary of this movie. And I can't wait to celebrate another 5 years with you guys. Cheers.
One of my favorite parts of this movie over the course of the last 5 years is the gradual institution of a few different annual traditions. The first one that we did was the original Scary Movie Month back in October of 2010. And at that time, again, because we didn't really have an audience, it was really just because I love horror movies and it was October and I thought, well, let's talk about horror movies. And I don't even think we called it Scary Movie Month at that point. I think it took a year or two for that name to kind of stick. And I know the first Scary Movie Challenge was, you know, the F this movie, F horror movies challenge or something like that. Because again, back in the early days, I was using that F in front of everything, columns and stuff like that. And I'm so glad that we kind of did away with that. You know, I do that series about directors. Here are their essential movies. And for the longest time, it was called F Directors. Everything was like F. F these bodybuilding movies, whatever. I never wrote that column, so I don't know why it just came to mind. We didn't even have columns, actually, early on in the days of F This Movie. We were just a podcast. And then slowly, I think the first column I ever wrote that was not a podcast was after the Chicago Blackhawks won the Stanley Cup. And I don't follow sports. I don't follow hockey. But I thought, well, I'm going to write a thing about hockey movies. And so it was like, F these hockey movies, right? I couldn't just say, hey, here's five hockey movies. I had to, you know, use the brand. And I regret it. You know, we over the last 5 years have gotten away from that kind of F in front of everything. And so then slowly I would publish a list every once in a while. And then maybe it was a review. And then Doug, actually, I remember we had just gone to see No Strings Attached, the Ashton Kutcher, Natalie Portman romantic comedy for my wife's birthday. I swear, I actually do love her. It was her choice because it was all that was out. Her birthday's in January, and that's a garbage month for movies. Anyway, we had all gone out to see this movie. We were at a terrible restaurant afterwards, and I was sitting across the table from Doug, and he said, hey, I had this idea. What if I started maybe contributing a weekly column? And that became Watching Trailers with Doug. And he did that for years, and now he does Flickbait and Where the F is Doug, and there's that F again. And a couple of, you know, he contributes so much behind the scenes, I can't even tell you guys. And then that led to JB saying, well, I could do this shitting on the classics thing. And so now every year, JB has changed up his column, and so we get 52 weeks of a new column from him. And so slowly the site grew. And it was, we were posting something new every day. And then when Adam Risky and Heath came on, I started pushing myself a little bit harder. We had a little bit more support. So I said, well, let's start publishing two things a day. And I know that doesn't seem like a lot because so many film sites are publishing, you know, 6 to 10 things a day. But you got to remember, those are quick little news capsule stories. A lot of times it's, hey, look, there's this new trailer. Here's this casting rumor about Spider-Man. Here's, you know, a roundup of five things about the new Star Wars movie, whatever. Most of the stuff that we publish is kind of long form essays and content. It's not news. Again, I say this, I'm not casting aspersions on sites that publish news. Those are the sites that get hits. Those are the sites that remain relevant to the conversation. But that's just not the stuff that I'm interested in doing. There are so many places you can go to get that. I've never seen the need for us to do that. So better that we are the place to go to get 1,000 words on Evil Bong 420 or Jonathan Livingston Seagull or whatever, where you get a sense of a longer form essay on a movie or a little bit more a sense of who we are as people. You know, our columns are as much about sort of our own personalities as they are about the films themselves, for better and for worse. Some of you may like that, some of you may not. So the site continued to grow, and, you know, someday would I love to be publishing more than two things a day? Of course, until I am able to devote all of my time to this site, which, for the record, I would like nothing more. I would love to be able to do just F This Movie full time, but the financial realities right now are such that I cannot. we will continue to publish two, sometimes three things a day. The point is this. So we do Scary Movie Month the first time, and I invented this Scary Movie Challenge. Again, not really knowing who was out there, and set a bar saying, like, okay, let's get 100 entries in the month of October. If we can get 100 seven-word reviews, and by the way, seven-word review was 100% arbitrary when I first came up with it, and I love now the fact that that is the law, you know, like we have to stick to this seven-word thing, and it was such an arbitrary number. And obviously, we've talked on every Scary Movie Month podcast about how much that event has grown, and so many of us now wait the whole year for that to come around. And I mean, this past Scary Movie Month in 2014, we were getting at least 100 reviews every day. It wasn't just the first day, it was for at least the first week. We were averaging 100 reviews a day. And, you know, 5 or 4 years ago at that point, that was all we had in a month. So it has been very, very fulfilling to see the way that that has grown. When we were coming up on the 100th episode, I wanted to do something special, kind of a celebratory episode, much like this one. But I didn't want it to just be, hey, it's the 100th episode, and aren't you lucky we've been here for 100 episodes? Kind of like I'm doing now, which is like, hey, we've been here for 5 years, and aren't you lucky we've been here for 5 years? So I wanted to tie it in to something to make kind of a big deal out of it, right? And so I thought, well, we could record our 100th episode at the end of a movie marathon. And we ended up calling it a film festival. And that's how F This Movie Fest was born. It was sort of born out of a way of coming up with something special to do for our 100th episode. And I wanted that episode to be special. And F This Movie Fest was born. And that is another thing that many of us, not everyone, really look forward to every year. I think the people that have participated in it would tell you that they really enjoy it, that it's always a ton of fun. And as far as I know, we are still the world's only all Twitter film festival. And again, that's something I take pride in. And I really enjoy it every year. It's a lot of fun to program the lineups and to hear people get really excited about it. And the days themselves are fun, exhausting, which is ridiculous because we're literally sitting around watching movies and tweeting. But for some reason, that's draining, maybe because I'm not particularly physically fit. And so that kind of happens in quarter one. And I'm using these douchey terms on purpose, by the way. And Scary Movie Month is kind of quarter four. I think that would be quarter four. So Doug and I were talking back and forth, as we are wont to do, because he's the guy that I bounce ideas off of, trying to come up with something to bridge the two, something in the middle of the year to kind of get us over the hump between F This Movie Fest and Scary Movie Month. And so 2-3 years ago at this point, what we came up with was something called 30 Stars of Summer. And it was a calendar, and every day had a different actor. And so the deal was you would watch a movie with that actor for each day of the month of June. Part of that, I think, was born out of the fact that we are going to be a little bit short on content in June. And so that gave us a little boost. I can't totally remember. It was fine. It was challenging. Again, finding time to watch a movie, a specific movie with a specific actor every day, was not always easy. And it was fine, but it wasn't the kind of thing that I thought, well, I can't wait to do that again next year. And that's how I feel about Scary Movie Month, and that's how I feel about F This Movie Fest. So the following year, we knew that maybe we had to come up with something a little bit different. And I am a fan of horror films, action films, science fiction, genre, exploitation, all of those, you know, you kind of roll all those up into one. And we came up with Junesploitation, and it was fun. And so I wanted, unlike 30 Stars of Summer, that was one that I was anxious to revisit. So we did it again last summer. And again, it was a big enough success, I think, that that is now our annual summer event. So we have F This Movie Fest in the spring, or the winter, I guess that would be. The Scary Movie Month in the fall. And then we have Junesploitation in the summer, and we're just about a month away from that, and I'm actually really, really excited about it. Again, it's hard to find time to watch a movie every single day, but there are listeners, there are readers who come out for just these events, so we will see people come out for Junesploitation that I don't necessarily hear from the rest of the year. Now, maybe they're around, but not participating, same with Scary Movie Month. There's names that come up in the comments during Scary Movie Month that I don't see elsewhere throughout the year. But I love the idea that these people are either lurking in the background and listening and supporting the show, and just making their voices heard during those months that they're really excited about, or that they make it a point during that month of their year to come back and find us and participate in something that we've come up with because they really like it and because it's come to mean something to them. That is very, very rewarding for me.
Greetings, F-heads. It is I, Dracudug. I'm here to wish F this movie a very happy 5th anniversary. Traditionally, the anniversary gift for 5 years is wood. But you won't get that from me. Because steak, like a wooden steak, you know, like, that's the only way to... Never mind, I mean... 5 years wood. What were you expecting? A boner joke, please? Anyway, happy anniversary, F-heads.
Hi, this is Tim Bird, and I just wanted to say happy 5th birthday, and that I'm really amazed at all that you've been able to accomplish over the last 5 years. I really like the show, and I've been listening for a long time. I'm a little bit behind because of Dumbo and the work that I have to do. I'm up to the Alice in Wonderland episode, which I haven't heard yet, but I'm sure it's all good things, right? So, I gotta get back to the work on Dumbo. I've got Johnny in my office, and he's dressed like a hobo elephant. He's going to be a beatnik elephant in the movie. It'll make sense to you when you see it. But thanks again, and keep up all the excellent work. And I'll be listening. Okay, bye.
So I don't want this whole show to be completely self-congratulatory, because it basically is. So I figure I'll let some of you congratulate us as well. We're going to get to some of your favorite moments and or episodes shortly, but before I do, I want to read an email that I got a few months ago. You know, you put this thing out and you hope that it is received in the way that you intended, and I know that this is not a show for everyone. I've read enough negative feedback about the show that I understand it's not for everyone. People are irritated with us, annoyed with us, they don't agree with our opinions, they find our opinions boring or nothing special, whatever. Again, you just hope that it clicks with certain people. And because so many of you have been so vocal and so supportive over the years, I know that it has clicked with a lot of you, you know. And so many of you are regulars and such supporters of this. Like I said earlier, I consider you all to be friends. And I'm not saying that in a pandering or condescending way. I genuinely feel like, you know, if Josh Perlman was here in Chicago tomorrow, we would be hanging out. Because I feel like we know each other, and that's just through our interactions through F This Movie. But every once in a while, you also get sort of a random correspondence, and to our email address, which is fthismoviepodcast@gmail.com. And this one, you know, I go through periods every once in a while where I feel hopeless about the state of the internet, the state of movie criticism, the future of F This Movie. And again, it's not anything that any of you are doing. It's just, it's a hard thing to keep going. And that's something that I've noticed just in the time that we have been around. In these 5 years, I've seen new podcasts spring up that have surpassed us. You know, I've seen in terms of, you know, number of followers, listeners, Twitter followers, whatever you want to say, I've seen plenty of podcasts spring up and recognize how difficult it is to put out a new show every week and fold in a pretty short amount of time. So, I think the people that have tried to do this recognize how difficult it can be. And so I get frustrated with that, and I want to be just devoting my time only to this, and I can't. And so I have periods where I feel pretty down on things. And then I get an email like this one, which came in a few months ago. And it connected with me in such a way, and it really made me feel like, oh, thank goodness. You know, I know at least, and I know there's a lot of you who get what it is that we're trying to do, but this one really connected with me. It's from Nicholas. I will not give his last name. Dear Patrick Bromley and the entire F This Movie family, I don't quite know how to start this email, other than expressing how thankful I am that your podcast exists. Your content was a savior to me as I binged it last fall during my first semester of college. I pretty much listened whenever I was walking around campus or had some free time. You, JB, Adam, Doug, Mike, Heath, Heather, Jan, Erica, and everyone I'm forgetting kept me company as I adjusted to living alone for the first time in my life. See, I've always had trouble making good friends easily and quickly. I struggled to keep up with the beats of small talk or to feign interest in the fratty culture that I'm surrounded with here. I got to, redacted, last August, and without my family and great friends, felt so lonely. Except for the moments where I got to listen to your podcast. It felt so wonderful to enjoy, think, and talk about movies with you all. I cannot stress this enough. What you have created is special. F This Movie has the outer appearance of being an in-depth discussion of being about movies, which it is, of course. But there is another layer beneath that outer one. At its core, it's about friends talking. Through the podcast and website, you fostered a loving family of people who love movies, and the audience is invited to be part of it. You feel like my friends that I hang out and talk about movies with. That is a magnificent feeling. Take the most recent F This Movie Fest podcast. All formalities of colder podcasting seen in things like NPR content were nowhere to be found, and it was simply people laughing and having a conversation loosely structured around watching movies. As an audience member, I felt like I was part of the fun. That's something that most podcasts could never accomplish. The only other podcast that I've ever loved like yours is Yeah, It's That Bad, which was canceled very abruptly 2 summers ago. The two podcasts differ in many aspects, but both struck a chord with me for the same reason. The hosts felt like my friends. We had inside jokes, movie experiences we shared together, and were part of one another's lives. For instance, when Doug moved away, I felt sad, despite the fact that I've never met him in real life. His contribution to the podcast was significant. It saddened me that I wouldn't be hearing him as often. I don't know what else to say other than you all make me feel less alone. That is a debt I can never repay. And Nick, that email is a debt that I can never repay because I can't tell you how much it moved me. Not just to hear that how much you liked the show and that it mattered to you in a way beyond just like, hey, this is dumb fun for an hour a week, but that you got the show that I'm hoping that we put out on such a fundamental level in terms of it being about friends. And there's a progression of our lives that you get to hear on the podcast. And there's all these inside jokes. A couple of years ago, we did this F This Movie, make your own F This Movie meme. And it was just kind of a goof. And I was so blown away by the jokes that everyone came up with because it really showed that they were listening and that they caught those things that I hoped that they would catch, you know? And so when Dracudoug becomes a thing that people joke about because it was a stupid throwaway that Doug and I do to make each other laugh on the podcast, and all of a sudden it takes on a life of its own and there's other people making Dracudoug references and now it has become its own sort of F This Movie meme, that is so gratifying to me. And the amount that this email from Nick emphasizes the feeling that we are all friends. Again, I've been saying it through this whole podcast, and I apologize because I'm here talking by myself, so I'm probably repeating myself. But the way that it emphasizes that we are all friends, and this is just friends talking, that's exactly what I wanted when I started this podcast. That's exactly where I'm hoping we're still at 5 years later, that we are just the start of a conversation, and then we post the podcast, and you guys comment, and the conversation continues. And 6 months from now, we'll reference something from an old podcast, or you guys will, and that conversation never stops. It's a conversation that picks up again every week, sometimes every day, if it's taking place in the comments under articles. I was so blown away by that email, and it kind of picked me up out of whatever funk I was in and revitalized me and reminded me why I love what we do here.
Hey everybody, this is Michael Rappaport. I just got done with the Rock and Jock game, and I'm listening to F This Movie, and I'm drinking a lot of Coke, and I'm snorting a lot of Coke, and I love it. And if you haven't seen Bamboozled, watch Bamboozled. And I was in True Romance. I played Dick Ritchie. Did you ever see that? Hold on, I'm sitting next to Nick Nolte. Let me see what he thinks.
Hey everybody, this is Nick Nolte. Listen to F This Movie. It's turning 5 today. I love trouble. I love to drink. I'm so drunk right now. My wife left me. That's why I listen to F This Movie, because when I go to sleep, I want to hear a friendly voice. And Patrick is a friendly voice to me. He's kind of like my replacement wife. I'll talk to you later. Happy birthday.
Patrick tells me it's been 5 years, which in a way is good, because every night I reach out of the cage and I make a mark on the wall with my fingernail to try to keep track of the time. Let me go back 5 years. Patrick invited me to a screening of The Wolfman and then back to his house. And I did not see through the deception. Once there, he put me in a cage and forced me to record a podcast. I have been in this cage for 5 years. Every night, Patrick comes down and says, he records the podcast, then he gets the hose again. And it's, I know you're thinking Silence of the Lambs, but at least in that movie she had a choice. I record the podcast, and then I get the hose. Sometimes the children come down here, and they sneak me food. But don't tell him. Erica still has no idea. Every time I make a lot of noise, he goes upstairs and he lies and he says it's the furnace. But it's not. I'm in a cage. On the brighter side, Patrick says just 113 more podcasts. And he'll let me out of the cage for a half an hour. The cage is very small. So, happy 5 years, I guess. I have to be very quiet. He's coming back down. This is JB.
So like I said, we put it out on Twitter for some of you guys to submit your favorite F This Movie episodes or moments to fthismoviepodcast@gmail.com, and some of you were kind enough to write in some answers, so I'm going to read a couple of those. Steve I writes, not sure if favorite moment and favorite podcast would be the same thing, so I'm going with favorite podcast. Not sure I'm ready to share my favorite moment publicly. I still think about the Patrick JB Hard Day's Night podcast. Not sure I can quantify it, but I was totally into that one. Miko from Finland writes, hey guys, favorite memories, you ask? Well, mine isn't one specific memory, but a whole bunch of them. It's seeing all the great movies you've recommended or even championed on the site and on the podcast that I probably would have otherwise been blissfully unaware of. Those include The Guest, Cheap Thrills, Predestination, Enemy, Tusk, John Wick, The One I Love, Lost Soul, Life Force, Super, The Swimmer, Blowout, and probably many others I can't recall right now. Therefore, I'd like to take this opportunity to thank Patrick and all the gang for exposing me to great movies outside the so-called mainstream. That kind of email is so super rewarding to read, because obviously that's what we want. That's kind of what we want to get out of this whole thing, is to hopefully expose people to some really cool movies that they might not have otherwise seen. and potentially keep people away from movies that they may want to avoid. Although that's not a goal of mine. I always feel like if somebody wants to see a movie, they should go ahead and see the movie and then make up their own minds. Because just because I don't like it doesn't mean you're not going to. I've said before that if I want to see a movie, no amount of bad reviews is actually going to keep me from it. My goal is never to dissuade people from seeing something. Mine is only to express my side of the conversation, which is if I didn't like it, I'll talk about that. And then if you see it and you do, you should talk about that and we can talk about it together. But that's a great list of movies, man. So if anybody's looking for stuff to watch, rewind it a little bit. I guess that's what you would call it on a podcast. And listen to Miko's list again, because that's a hell of a list of movies. Matt S. writes, my favorite F This Movie memory, and there have been a lot, is the Godzilla 2014 podcast. I eagerly awaited hearing your opinions on a movie I viscerally reacted to. I was not disappointed. Patrick, Adam, and JB have a special chemistry, and their uncompromising yet thoughtful dissection of this movie is a crowning achievement for sure. Hashtag Ford Brody. I've been a fan since the beginning, and the podcast keeps on delivering. Love listening to you guys. Thank you, Matt. Thank you for being such a longtime supporter of the site, and I appreciate that you enjoyed our Godzilla show. That was a big show for us in terms of popularity. I don't typically talk about numbers, but that got a lot of attention for some reason, and I think that's because that movie was very kind of polarizing, and it did give birth to Ford Brody, so I was happy to hear Matt S. call that out, because that was an Adam Risky joke, and it is inspired. Mark M. writes in, Risky's impression of Babe Ruth on the Sandlot podcast, which is a highlight for me, too. I'll have more to say about that in just a minute. The guys over at the True Bromance podcast, which I'll give a little plug to, wrote in, for me, this is a no-brainer. I've touted your Falling in Love at the Movies episode as the best single podcast episode that I've heard to many of my podcast listening friends. It was a fun, innovative, and romantic ride that has really stuck with me. And that, I found that very, very touching also. That was an episode that my wife and I recorded on my birthday in 2014. And kind of just one of those things where we were hanging out in our basement watching The World's End, I think. And then I said, hey, want to go record a podcast? So we walked into the office here where we record and just sat down and talked about the movies that we watched kind of at the beginning of our relationship, or we sort of charted our relationship through movies. And I really appreciate that resonated with somebody. That's great to hear.
Hey there, F This Movie. How's it going? This is Adam.
And Mike.
And we are here to wish F This Movie a very happy 5th birthday.
Happy birthday, F This Movie.
It's a big deal. So, you know, since me and Mike here were together, we decided that we were going to nerd it up a little bit.
Nerd it up.
And we're going to turn the entire contributing cast of F This Movie into a superhero team.
A super team.
A super team. If you have will you? Yes. So, who's Patrick?
He's Superman.
I would agree with that.
And I would say that he's powered by... That F-heads are the sun that powers him.
They're all everybody who is listening to this right now is his yellow sun.
Is his yellow sun, yes.
All right. I would go with that.
Okay.
So now, let's go with his right-hand man, Doug.
Yes, Doug. Since Doug's parents were murdered outside of a movie theater, I feel like he's Batman, just by default.
I would agree with that.
Okay.
I did not know that about Doug.
Yeah, no. Not many people do.
Well, okay, so now we gotta go with the trifecta. I mean, if you've got Superman and Batman, then of course, you've gotta get Wonder Woman in there. So who's our Wonder Woman?
I guess I will be Wonder Woman.
Oh, okay.
Or Erica?
Erica is okay.
All right, we can go with Erica.
I feel like Erica, she'd be...
Yeah, I feel like she'd be mad if she wasn't Wonder Woman.
All right, so Erica, you're Wonder Woman. So then we've got JB. JB is probably... He's our Tony Stark, feel like.
Okay, yeah.
He's our Iron Man.
Yes.
You know, he's the guy, he's our rock. All right? So let's go
on here. A side note,
yes.
Why don't we have The Rock on F This Movie?
The millions and millions of F This Movie listeners.
Patrick, make that happen by your 10th.
Yes, Dwayne Robinson on F This Movie.
Dwayne Johnson.
Dwayne Robinson. Why did I say Dwayne Robinson? Who's Dwayne Robinson?
I don't know, but I want Dwayne Robinson as well. So please, Dwayne Johnson and Dwayne Robinson. All right, moving on.
All right. So now we would have, let's go with Risky.
Oh, boy. Adam Risky.
Hawkeye? Like,
yeah, no, Hawkeye would be perfect.
Oh, Hawkeye's perfect, man. Yeah. He's our man and man, our Deadeye. Got it right. Adam Risky.
Could fly a plane if we need him to.
Exactly.
Done.
He's our guy. All right, mark on. This is tough, man. We're getting a little Hawkman.
Yeah, okay.
I've got Hawkman.
All right, I like Hawkman.
You know, because we're not really sure of Hawkman's origin story, and I don't know that much about Mark
Hawkman is a man of mystery.
So he's our...
All right.
He's where we're going. All right. Now we got Heath Holland.
Hollywood Heath Holland.
I'm going with Captain America.
Yeah, all right.
He's our Captain America.
Yeah.
You know, he drove a very long distance across America to come and see us.
Yeah, I like where your head is at.
Our Captain America.
That is the only requirement.
Just you have to live in the United States.
And drive long distances.
All right.
How about Heather?
Heather. Ooh.
Heather is
I'm going with, cool. I'm going with the Huntress.
Ooh, yeah.
She's all Huntress.
Right. Yeah, I like that.
Yep, Heather, you're the Huntress. All right, Eric Aspersillager. Ooh, I don't know. He's kind of funny.
Yeah, I
like
him,
so I'm going to go with the Flash.
Nothing kind of about it. He's very funny. Yeah, Flash.
Flash is kind of comical.
Flash is cool.
So
he looks great in red.
Yeah, I've seen him many times in red, and I'm like, damn.
Absolutely.
All right, and then Melissa. Ooh. Are we going to go with Scarlet Witch? Is it okay to bring Scarlet Witch in?
Yeah, I don't see, why wouldn't it be okay to bring Scarlet Witch?
Okay, yeah, I didn't know if maybe it's too new, you know? Oh, no, we're shitting on things by bringing Scarlet Witch in already.
I like it.
All right, she's our... Or would she be a better Black Widow?
Black Widow.
Yeah, Black Widow's cool.
Okay, no, yeah.
You're Black Widow. Scratch the Scarlet Witch thing. All right, so there you go.
Oh, you and I.
I think it's pretty obvious at this point that we are obviously the Wonder Twins.
Done.
You know?
We're definitely the Wonder Twins.
All right. So with that said, Wonder Twin powers activate. Happy birthday, F this movie.
Happy birthday, guys.
Hey, it's Heath Holland. Has it really been 5 years? Time flies when you're having fun, right? Man, I remember when I first started listening to F this movie, and it was unlike anything else that was on the iTunes at the time, and it still is, and I'm so proud to now be a part of it and to be a part of the community that is around F This Movie, which is the best community on the internet for any podcast, any website. Everybody that listens to F This Movie and comes to the site is just the best. It is movie love for movie lovers. And I feel like the theme song for F This Movie, the unofficial theme song, should be There's No Stopping Us from that movie Breakin'. In fact, somebody should just play that right now. You know, I'll sing it. I'll just do it. Okay, I won't do it. But 5 years is such a big deal in this market where people come up and they'll do podcasts for 10 episodes, then they're worn out. I remember when F This Movie hit 100 episodes, and it was a huge deal. Now here we are, 5 years coming, what is it, 300 episodes? It just goes on and on in the best way possible. And I'm so happy that I get to be a part of it. And I'm so happy that it's just there, because I feel like, it's important and it serves a purpose that nobody else is serving. So 3 cheers for F This Movie. There's No Stopping Us. And I'm bringing this up.
I know I had said I was going to try to name some of my favorite moments or episodes, and now that it's time to do it, I realize it's way harder than I thought. So these are not necessarily favorites, but here are some shows that come to mind when I think about all of my different co-hosts, all of whom I'm so, so lucky not just to have as co-hosts who lend their time, their knowledge, their humor, their creativity, their passion. I mean, these are great, great people that I'm so fortunate to have as part of F This Movie, but also to have as my closest friends in the world. And I'm so thankful for every single one of them. Alex. Alex is somebody that I go way back with, and one of my favorite shows that I did with Alex was probably our episode on Juno, which we kind of threw out there as like a, hey, sure, maybe. Neither one of us necessarily had really strong feelings about Juno, and I think we walked away from the podcast still mixed. And yet when we were done, I felt like we had had as good a conversation about Juno as I was capable of having. And I mean that in the best possible way. I don't mean we just skimmed the surface. I felt like we touched on some interesting things when it comes to Juno. So I was very proud of that episode. Eric Asperschlager, who you heard at the start of the show, is one of only two contributors to F This Movie that I've never actually met in person. Eric is also a writer at DVD Verdict and has been contributing to the site since 2010. He's been coming on the podcast. He wrote this amazing review of Scott Pilgrim versus the World. And we were emailing and said, hey, you should come on the podcast and we'll talk about it. And he's been on ever since. And Eric always submits these incredible kind of sketches for these retrospective shows. He does them for the F This Movie Fest shows. And you heard him at the beginning of this episode. And I jokingly said to him in an email that we're actually going to start doing these commemorative episodes once a week, just so that I can hear what he's going to come up with, because he's so great at it. And it's hard to pick a favorite with Eric. We just did a podcast recently on UHF that I was really, really proud of, and I thought turned out really well. I really like our Scott Pilgrim versus the World episode. I feel like I walk away from every podcast with Eric feeling like we had a conversation that I wasn't expecting, but that I always really, really enjoy. And I should probably give a special shout out to our podcast on The Exorcist, which many of you may have never heard. If you don't follow our site at fthismovie.net, you just follow us on iTunes or on Stitcher or whatever. Scary Movie Month, I think 2013, we recorded a podcast on The Exorcist. I was very happy with it. Half the show was lost. The very next night, we did an entire show again. Half the show was lost. And so that is kind of our lost episode. It's, you can find it by searching it on fthismovie.net, but you can't find it if you listen to us in iTunes. But man, I give so much credit to Eric for not just doing one great episode on The Exorcist, but doing it twice. And there's not many people who would be able to do that. Adam Riske is always fun to talk to. I really enjoyed our Sandlot episode, which somebody mentioned in their favorite moments, only because that's one of the few podcasts where I've ever had to cut out an entire section of just laughing. Because we got into this whole run, not just the Babe Ruth thing, which is so inspired, but this whole thing about Freddy Krueger and the Sandlot. And I thought it was so funny that we just were laughing for a long time. And so I had to cut that out. But that show was a lot of fun to do. Heath Holland, I'll go with our episode on The Amazing Spider-Man 2. Because it was a movie that I really did not like, and he really did, and we had a really, I felt like, interesting conversation. It took me totally by surprise how much he liked that movie, and I really liked the dialogue that we were able to have, even though both of us saw a really different movie, you know? Mike. Mike is always so much fun to have on the podcast. I harass Mike more than I think any other co-host. And just so you know, it's not something that I only do on the podcast. It's something that I do in life. But he's a wonderful human being and he puts up with it and he laughs at me. And I'm very lucky to have him as one of my best friends. We do these horror franchise retrospectives every year to end Scary Movie Month. And I love doing them. I love recording them. I don't love the buildup to recording them because it means watching, you know, six Saw movies or 10 Halloweens or however many it was. A couple years ago, we did the Friday the 13th franchise, and that was a particular high point for me. I really liked our discussion on that. And for the record, he 100% unsolicited says that Friday the 13th Part 7 is his favorite. I know he said on his little greeting that he did not say that or that he said it under duress. I did not pressure him into saying Part 7. He volunteered that horrible opinion on his own. Adam Thaz has come on the podcast a number of times. He's been on for the Expendables shows. We do comic book movie shows a lot of times, and those are always a ton of fun. I loved the episode that we did on the Wolverine that he was on, mostly because we spent the first 45 minutes to an hour talking about his trip to San Diego Comic-Con that he went on with Mike, and that was just a lot of fun to hear those stories. But I'm also a huge fan of the Green Lantern episode that we did, because Adam is the biggest Green Lantern fan, not just that I know, but possibly in the world. And so for that movie to come out and for us to talk about it, you can actually hear, and he's mentioned this since, you can hear his opinions of the movie deflate. The longer we talk about it, the more jaded on the movie he becomes. And we ended up kind of turning him around on the movie by the end, and I wear it as a badge of pride. My friend Heather Wixon, better known as the Horror Chick, who's actually one of my oldest friends, and we lost contact for many years, but it's great to have her back in my life. I really liked the first episode that she was on, which I think is just called The State of Horror. But one of my favorites with her is probably the episode on bad horror movies that we love, in which she calls the Underworld series the Lord of the Rings of vampire werewolf movies, or something along those lines. It's a ridiculous statement that she has yet to live down. Mark Ahn, who is one of the first contributors to the podcast, is always great to have on. We kind of geek out on a very specific kind of action movie, and it's a lot of fun. But I think it's a no-brainer to say that my favorite episode with Mark Ahn is the Taken episode, which was a gimmick. I deliberately chose to do that movie, and I actually really enjoyed the discussion we had on the movie, but it was I specifically chose that because I knew there was a story about him as a baby being kidnapped, and I didn't know the story. That was actually the first time that I had heard the full story live on the podcast, so my reactions to it are completely genuine, and it's a horrifying story, but I really appreciate the fact that he shared it with all of us. Erica, my beautiful, wonderful wife of 10 years, without whom this whole endeavor probably wouldn't even be possible. After all, somebody has to run our life while I'm busy doing this nonsense. She's been on the podcast multiple times. I'm a big fan of, like, the guys at True Bromance wrote in our Falling in Love at the Movies episode, just because I like kind of going through our entire relationship, and it's just fun to talk about that stuff. I'm also a fan of an episode we did on Bridesmaids very early on in this whole thing. Only because, you know, it was nice to have kind of a female perspective on that movie. And I felt like we had a conversation about it, about what might be kind of a typical romantic comedy. And we, you know, praised what was good about it. But I think we found some unique things to say about that movie. And I was just proud of the conversation that we had. And then there's JB and Doug, both of whom I go back at least 25 years with, and again, without whom this wouldn't be possible. JB is always great to talk to. He has such a wide knowledge base and is so, so well-versed in a lot of different kinds of movies, and so I'm always learning something from him. I loved our Plan 9 from Outer Space episode, which was our 50th episode. It's crazy to think that that was about 220 shows ago, because I liked that we had a conversation about that show, or about that movie, which kind of talked about the way to approach it, irony versus sincerity, and how it's clearly not the worst movie ever made, because how could it be? I liked our episode on The Mist, if only because I know for a fact that Melissa McBride listened to it and responded to us about it. I really liked our episode on Side by Side, the film versus digital documentary that came out maybe a year or two ago. And this came up last week or the week before. Somebody saying they really liked that episode. And I know it'll blow JB's mind to hear me name that as one of my favorites too. But I thought we had a really good conversation that kind of used the movie as a launching pad to talk about a whole lot of other movie-related issues. And I really liked our High Fidelity episode because it was probably some of the most I've ever revealed about myself and forced us both to kind of look inwards at why we like the things that we like, why we collect the things that we collect. Again, using the movie as kind of a starting point to talk about some other things. Obviously, I love every time he's on the show. I love every time everybody's on the show. But so these are not the only shows that I like, but these are some of my favorites. And then there's Doug. And my goodness, there's nothing I can say about Doug that I don't think comes through in the podcast. I think anybody who listens to episodes with me and Doug either loves them or is completely annoyed by them. Doug is, nobody makes me laugh more than Doug on the podcast or off the podcast. He is such a backbone of this site. All of the graphic design stuff, every idea that I have gets bounced off of him. There's not enough good things that I can say about Doug, who has been my best friend for, you know, almost 30 years now. It's insane how long we've been as close as we are. A couple favorite shows with Doug. My goodness, I loved our show on Showgirls, which was very early on. I liked our show on Top Gun because he loves that movie and I don't. And it, of course, gave birth to the Top Gun cookies that Erica made. I liked our show on The Lost Boys because we somehow, that was like the most contentious we've ever been on the podcast, even though neither of us feels that strongly about The Lost Boys. And there's a point about three quarters of the way through where we realize, like, why are we passionately defending our positions on this movie that we don't give a shit about? Our episode on The Goonies I thought was a lot of fun because that's the one with the story about Doug choking on the Dorito. I love all of our F Everything episodes, which again, I want to get away from putting F in front of anything, but I like those episodes that are just kind of free form where we talk about all kinds of things. And based on the feedback that we get, a lot of you like those shows too. I'm also really fond of an episode that we did on American Reunion, which is a movie no one remembers because it's garbage and came and went. But like the Bridesmaids episode with Erica, I actually thought that we found kind of some thoughtful things to say and picking apart what's wrong with that movie beyond just, hey, this is dumb, or hey, this isn't funny, but that its problems run deeper than that. And I like when we're able to find things to say about a movie that on the surface you might not think there's much to say about it. But again, I mean, I get excited anytime Doug is going to be on the show because I know I'm going to be laughing for at least an hour. Now, the only person I haven't mentioned is Melissa Earn, and that's because she hasn't been on the podcast yet, which is something that I hope to rectify this year. But speaking of Melissa, let's pause for a second and hear from her.
F This Movie is 5. I remember being 5. I snuck downstairs and broke into the Flintstone vitamins and ate half the freaking bottle. Because it's kind of like candy, right? Maybe not so much. Being 5 in the movies means boasting that you can wipe your own ass and proudly state that you know the difference between boys and girls. Boys have a penis and girls have a vagina. So happy birthday, F This Movie. It's time to act your age and get into some grown-up trouble, like a 5-year-old should. You should eat a shit ton of cake and watch Kindergarten Cop. How's that for a first time getting my voice on the podcast? I managed to say penis and shit. Classy.
I've mentioned before on the podcast that some of my favorite shows to do, probably my very favorite shows to do, are the ones where we get to talk about a lot of different movies. I like our single movie format, but I love those annual shows where we get to talk about a bunch of different stuff. So I love our Music Box Massacre shows, which have since become just our massacre shows, where JB and I get to talk about a bunch of different horror movies that we watch over the period of 24 hours. I love our shows that we do, me, Doug, and JB, the F This Summer episodes, and particularly the 10 Best of the Year episodes. Those are so, so, so much fun to do. I love how much I laugh during those. I mean, ultimately, they always turn into just me and Doug kind of tormenting JB, but we get to talk about movies, too, and say some things that I think are valuable. It's not just a lot of clowning around. That's one of the things that I've always wanted to accomplish with the podcast, was kind of a mix of, yes, we have serious content. We try to say some things that maybe you're not hearing everywhere else, but we try to do it in a way that's kind of lighthearted and funny, because a lot of movie podcasts that I've heard in particular are kind of one or the other. And so I try to find that middle ground. Hopefully I do. But those podcasts are so much fun to do. And I know it's going to be more challenging now that Doug has moved out to California. So he really just needs to come back twice a year so that we can be sure to record those shows. And I love doing our commentaries. We do one every year for Scary Movie Month. We've done one a few years for around the holidays. But the Scary Movie Month one is always a blast. I mean, our first commentary that we ever recorded was for Sleepaway Camp, and I don't know if I've ever had more fun recording an episode of F This Movie than I had for our Sleepaway Camp commentary. It was a blast. I'm really proud of it. I mean, it came about because the four of us who were on that commentary, it was me, Mike, Doug, and JB, actually went to a 35 millimeter screening of Sleepaway Camp, and I'm sitting there watching it thinking, this movie is fascinating. There are things here to unpack, but also jokes to be made. We should do a commentary for this, and that's kind of how that came about. But if you have never heard that commentary, please stop this show and go listen to it. You don't even need to be watching the movie at the time, because you can just imagine what we're commenting on. It's always a penis. spoilers, it's always, always a penis.
Hi, everybody. This is Erica. Happy fifth birthday, F This Movie. I'm so excited to celebrate with you all because, as most of you know, I love F This Movie, and I love all of our listeners and the entire community. It's so great. It makes me happy, and I especially love everybody because you all make my husband so happy. Schmoop alert! And so I just wanted to bring some love and some schmoopiness to this podcast today because I think we've been missing out on the schmoopy on the podcast. It's been a while, so time to bring it back. Everybody remembers when I made airplane cookies for Patrick and Doug's Top Gun episode, or maybe some people remember. I don't know. Three people remember. So I thought that to celebrate the fifth birthday, I would make more cookies. These cookies are in the shape of microphones because, you know, podcast, microphone. Okay. Actually, they don't really look like microphones. They look more like rocket ships or actually, I think they look like exclamation points. This one looks like a skyscraper. They're more like banjos, kind of like an upside down chicken drumstick. Shrubbery, stalagmite, cactus. They look like a little cactus. Tall mushrooms, like a long mushroom, like a nice long thick mushroom. It's a good thick mushroom. Coke bottle. I think they look like Coke bottles. Mostly they look like corn dogs, I think. Oh, I know what they look like. Hey, babe. These cookies look like
Hey, everybody. Doug Schultz here. Just want to say happy 5-year anniversary to Patrick, my fellow co-hosts, and all of our loyal friends and fans at fthismovie.net. Movie love for movie lovers. F This Movie is a very special place, and I couldn't be more proud to say that I've been a part of it since its very beginning. I was really honored when Patrick asked me to join because F This Movie isn't just a website. For me, it's a place for friends and jokes and thoughtful conversation about something we all love, movies. It's a place of positivity and acceptance, a place where no one judges you for harmless things like, say, stalking a super foxy German celebrity in Berlin or for example, man-crushing on Zac Efron or for accidentally misplacing $2,000 only to discover later that you mistakenly gave it to Mr. Potter in a folded newspaper. That was a bad day. So, a toast to my best friend Patrick Bromley, the richest man in town. And while this day is super special, I mean 5 years is a huge deal in the world of podcasting, I'm actually even more excited to announce my new F This Movie venture, F This Movie Nights. It's like regular F This Movie, only way more erotic. Listen. Patrick and I are constantly thinking of ways to improve and expand the site. New columns, contests, stuff like that. So logically following that concept to fruition, I came up with this wholly original new show format that played to my, how you say, perverted strengths. And while it's true that I haven't run this idea past Patrick yet, I'm pretty sure he's completely on board. Totally. Sure, leaving this successful show is tough. It really pains me to do it, but I know that to make a sexy omelet, you have to break a few eggs. Look, after 5 years of fairly tame content, it's time to get down and dirty. Let's put the F back in F This Movie, shall we? And now, if you'll allow a little moment of indulgence, I'd like to present a short sample of the upcoming debut episode of F This Movie Nights, scheduled to drop as soon as everyone returns their release forms. Hello? Pizza delivery. JB? That's right, it's JB. My name's JB, with pizza and sex. Who could this be? It's Mark Ahn. I'm Mark Ahn, and I'm here to talk about Kung Fu. Kung Fu? Just kidding, I'm here to talk about sex. Now who could this be? Smokey and the Bandit. Smokey, wait a minute. Just kidding, it's Hollywood Heath Holland, and I'm here for sex. Oh boy. And scene. As you can see, it's a work in progress, but I think you'll agree that it has promise. And you're intrigued, and you're welcome. Anyway, happy 5 years, and thanks again sincerely to Patrick Bromley, our leader, our captain, our inspiration. Personally, he's my biggest supporter. He's the best editor, both with show content, with written submissions, things like that. And honestly, he's the funniest person I know. He's smart, he's hilarious, and he's handsome. Sorry, ladies, he's taken by me. And when I say sorry, ladies, I mean sorry, Erica, because I loved him first. Thank you.
Well, so that's it, right? I got nothing else to say. Thank you again to all of our staff and contributors for submitting those fantastic greetings. Hopefully they made this show more bearable to listen to. The stuff with me, you can kind of skip over, but all of their messages were a ton of fun, and I really appreciate you guys submitting those with a pretty quick turnaround. This was kind of a last-minute thing that I thought of doing, and everybody really stepped up and came up with some really great stuff. So thank you to all of them for submitting those. And once again, obviously, for just being a part of the site. I'm very, very, very lucky to have the group that I have to talk about movies with on the site and to write about movies. And I love all you guys. Thank all of you listeners and or readers of this site, fans of F This Movie. Obviously, the thing wouldn't exist without all of you guys and your amazing contributions, insights, feedback, enthusiasm. Again, every one of us, almost to a person, has stressed that we have what we think is the best film community on the internet, and I will reiterate that again. It's a great, great, great place to be, and I can't thank you all enough for the last 5 years. There are so few things in the world that make me happy, and so the fact that F This Movie makes me as happy as it does, I can't ever thank you guys enough. Going forward, I don't know what's next. You know, this year, what would I like to see happen? I'm still working on hopefully maybe getting some sponsors, either for the podcast or for the site. I promise to never do it in a way so as to compromise your experience, the people who have been following us and reading our site for the last 5 years. I'm not going to do a bunch of pop-up ads or sponsored posts or any of those kinds of things. Those are, unfortunately, the only kind of nonsense that I've been offered so far, and I continue to turn those down. But we are looking for ways to monetize the site a little bit so that we can keep going. Some of our articles have some Amazon links at the bottom. If ever you're inclined and you want to use those links, please do. One other goal that I have is I would love to put together a live podcast. I don't know what the logistics would be. I don't know where. I mean, obviously somewhere in Chicago, renting out a space or something like that. And obviously the idea is for as many of you guys to come out and be in attendance as is possible. I believe that is what they call a pipe dream, which is an expression that suggests that the person with the dream is hitting a crack pipe. So I will continue to suck on this glass dick and just once again say thank you guys for listening to this show, for listening to any of the shows that you've listened to over the last 5 years. I really hope you will stay with us. I hope that we will continue to be a place that is welcoming and fun and entertaining for movie fans. And I can't wait to see what the next 5 years bring. In closing, I just want to remind everyone that Friday the 13th Part 7 is in fact Mike's favorite Friday the 13th movie. Thank you guys so much.
Thanks for listening to F This Movie.